Hello, listeners. This is Bala, and welcome to my podcast, Great Minds. As per the Science Mag, health professionals face a massive challenge in responding to the coronavirus. Child psychologists are no exception as they deal with mental crisis in children. Some scientists see the outbreak as a natural experiment to track and study changes in everything from ecosystem to human behavior. Events such as 9/11, Hurricane Katrina have already helped mental health researchers see how young people typically react during a crisis. Now, two studies, one in Toronto and another one in Baltimore, will monitor the emotions and behaviors of children and teens through this pandemic. What they reveal may teach parents and other adults how to help children in later waves of the coronavirus or during the next major crisis. With that, I thought I would do a little chat with a couple of elementary students and their reactions to this pandemic. I have Guganesh from Chennai, India, and my daughter Nega from Frisco, Texas. Hi, Guganesh. How are you?
Good, uncle. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm good. Hope you're enjoying your e-learnings.
Yes, uncle.
How about you, Nega? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, Nega. So, Guhan, what do you know about COVID-19, also known as coronavirus?
Coronavirus is an epidemic disease that is widely spreading all over the world since the beginning of 2020. Both US and India are worse affected because of this disease. Daily social life and economy is getting worse. We wish our scientists should soon find a medicine or vaccine to help the world.
That's very informative, Guhan. How about you, Nega? What do you know about COVID-19?
Well, I know it's a virus and it's spreading very quickly. It started in 2019. Originally came from bats. It's impacting people who have very bad immune systems. And it's very deadly.
That's good that you both have a good knowledge about COVID-19 to start with. How does it impact your daily life, Nega?
Well, I can't go to school. I mean, I don't have a daily basis at school. I can't go to different places like parks, restaurants, fun places. I mean, I can't go to my friend's house. I can't go to different places. It's because we have to be very careful when going outside. So
what happens if you go out? Why are you not going out?
Because there's a risk of getting the coronavirus.
Guhan, how did it impact your life?
It affects me from going to school on a daily basis. I'm really missing my live classes, teachers, sport activities, and my friends in my school and personal.
So what if your parents are not around you, Guhan? How do you spend your daily routine if they are not there to guide you what you should do on a daily basis?
I will be taking care of my little sister, Deepshu, and I will manage my daily routine activities on my own. I will also entertain myself by watching my favorite TV shows and favorite sports. I will be also fond of playing games in my tablet.
That's good. How about you, Nega?
I entertain myself by sometimes going outside in the backyard. I make crafts for dolls, like mini tiny stuff that are in real life. I make different types of crafts. I play with my sister. I paint. I watch some of my favorite shows on TV. I play one of my favorite video games.
So if e-learning continues like this in the future as well, how do you think your education would be? Would you like it or would you like to change, Nika?
Well, I wouldn't really want e-learning, but I wouldn't want to go to school either because I want to be safe and not get the coronavirus. But I don't want to stay at e-learning. It's boring because you're not getting your teacher's help when you need it. You're not meeting any of your friends. You're procrastinating a lot. And I really don't know what to choose.
So you would go by what your parent advise you to do?
Yes.
If parent says, okay, go ahead and do e-learning courses for another 2 years, would that be okay with you, Negha?
Well, I wouldn't be happy, but I would still do it.
That's good. How about you, Guhan?
I would not really prefer to continue with online classes as it keeps me away from going to school every day. Also prevents interacting with my class teachers and my friends.
What kind of emotion that you get if your parent asks you to go do e-learning for another 2 years?
I would not prefer, uncle. And I would be interested in live classes and interacting with my teachers.
That's good. Finally, Guhan, what's your favorite games, TV shows and movies that you've been watching during this pandemic?
I'm highly passionate about watching IPL every year and I miss IPL matches this year and my favorite team CSK and MS Dhoni. I wish COVID-19 epidemic stops sooner than later and I will get ready to watch and play my favorite sports.
So what's your favorite sports? Is that cricket?
Yes uncle, it's cricket and football.
Oh good. Do you have friends that can play cricket or football with you?
Yes, uncle. I have my school friends to play.
Okay. Are they also staying at home or are they still practicing?
They will be staying at their home, uncle.
Okay. Yes, how about you, Negha? What's your favorite TV show and game and movies?
I like to watch these cake videos on YouTube so I can make cakes with my mom. I like to watch some craft videos so I can get different ideas to make crafts. I like to watch paper quilling because paper quilling is basically like making earrings out of paper. My favorite game is Asphalt on Nintendo Switch. And my favorite movie is Aladdin.
Great, Aladdin. So Guhan, is there a final response that you want to give about this pandemic?
It should get out of this whole world.
Great, great. I wish that happens soon, Guhan. How about you, Negha?
Well, I want it to go away and I want people to also be safe.
That's great. Thank you so much, Guhan and Negha, for your time. And I loved talking to you and get to know your knowledge and your care about this world. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the interview.
Thank you. Bye. Listeners, while we may not wish to acknowledge it, uncertainty is a natural and unavoidable part of life. Very little about our lives is constant or totally certain. And while we have control over many things, we can't control everything that happens to us. As the coronavirus outbreak has shown, life can change very quickly and very unpredictably. But there are healthier ways to cope with uncertainty. And that begins with adjusting your mindset. All you can do is focus on controlling those things that are under your control. Challenge your need for certainty. Learn to better tolerate or even embrace the inevitable uncertainty of life. Reduce your anxiety and stress levels. Thank you so much for listening. And meet you all in my next podcast.